This is 89.1 KMUW. Up now, KMUW's Fletcher Powell revisits a movie disaster.
Whether it's because people like to be contrary or because time really does heal all wounds, there have been a number of attempts in recent years to rehabilitate the reputations of some of movie history's biggest debacles. I'm not going to relitigate Ishtar or Heaven's Gate, two of the most popular for people to revisit, but there is one of filmdom's greatest failures that I genuinely do believe deserves rehabilitation: Francis Ford Coppola's 1982 flop, One from the Heart. Even calling it a flop doesn't do it justice. The movie crashed through the floor, burrowed into the ground, and burned up in the Earth's core. It cost $26 million to make, a huge amount at the time, and it made all of $636,000 back. But it's a flat masterpiece. An imperfect one, to be sure, but the movie is completely dazzling. It tells the story of Franny and Hank, a couple living in Las Vegas who may be on the outs and who go out separately for a night, finding love and wonder in other places. Their story is narrated, in a way, by songs written by Tom Waits and sung by Waits and Crystal Gayle. Now, this central romance is not compelling. In fact, the general consensus seems to be no one watching the movie actually wants Franny and Hank to end up together. Coppola must have known this to some degree. The characters are so broadly drawn that he can't have thought they represented real people. Still, it's an issue. But then again, that's not actually One from the Heart's central romance. Because, and this is corny to say, but it's true, the love story is between us and the movies. Coppola's sets, his colors, his camera work, his sound design, every piece of the craft is jaw-droppingly glorious. It's an exuberant experience, and it reminds us what we really love about our entire movie history. Do you remember in Singin' in the Rain when Sid Charisse shows up for no reason for an exquisite, dreamlike extended dance sequence? Coppola remembers that too. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.